We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, here with Kale Sorbo producing today. Kale, great to see you. Great to do another show. Started the week with you. I'm finishing the week here with you.
Always a pleasure, Susie. Always a pleasure.
Always. And we're getting the weekend started early, obviously. I am already sipping on an Avalanche Ale from Breck Brew, who keeps the lights on in this building. Guys, we got so much to talk about today. Not necessarily Rockies news, but a lot of opinions out there about the Rockies, what they're doing, what their prospects are like. We're going to dive into all of it. But really, the one big question, did the Rockies fail the offseason? One outlet says they did. We're going to really examine that. Plus, MLB wants to end blackouts for good, and it directly affects us here in Colorado and how we watch baseball. We'll talk about all the latest with that. And it is Friday, February 9th. We are 14 days away from spring training. That's a fortnight! I'm not going to lie. When I wrote out the word fortnight in the outline, I wrote it like the game. Am I Gen Z?
So Gen Z. What an underrated literary term, a fortnight, a great measurement of time.
We don't use it anymore, and I think we need to.
I think the term fortnight's going to have a comeback in the non-video game sense.
I think it's overdue. Yeah, it's an Andre Scalarraga number of days, an Ezekiel Tovar number of days, a couple of our favorite guys. We're going to keep the countdowns going. 48 days until MLB opening day. A Byung-Hung Kim number of days? Do you watch 30 Rock, Kale?
Yes, of course.
Do you know that reference?
I do.
It's so good. Total sidebar. I have like a spec outline that I put together probably after hitting the Turbo J, but I was like, I want to do an episode of all of the baseball references in 30 Rock because they're sneaky, like a lot of them. And Byung-Hun Kim is one of them, but it's also an Herman Marquez number of days, 56 days until the Rockies are back here in Colorado for the home opener. Literally three dudes were number 56 last year. Three different guys. I don't know if there's a notable one out of any of them. Pitchers and catchers are starting to report. The Rockies' official report date, the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th. The full squad due to report Tuesday, February 20th. So, guys, we are just, like, inching closer and closer and closer. And one of the ways you know you're close to spring training is when the Waste Management Open is happening in Arizona. Last year was so fun, though, because it was, like, Super Bowl week and, like, the Open was going on, too. And there is a real love affair that happens between professional golfers and professional baseball players. I'm convinced that every baseball player wants to be a golfer and vice versa. But Alan Trejo, of all people, got some shout-outs on the course. I loved this. Our friend Nate, Rocktober19, pointed this out on Twitter. There was an Alan Trejo jersey spotted on the course. And I think that's really exciting. Also, because it's just such a deep cut. But it was, listen, I'm sorry. I don't like know golf like that. Is it Jim Knuse? Because I know it's a hard K. Is that how you say his name? Anyway, he was wearing it. He is a Colorado native. He is a School of Mines alum. But yeah, lots of baseball players spotted. Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger were in those like VIP seats. Like also at that 16th hole, by the way. There's like seats on the freaking grounds. I think that's really cool. What's maybe a little too cool, what is going on with the weather in Arizona lately? They had to delay the start of the Open, by the way, because there was frost. So they couldn't start. They had to delay it several hours. And I'm not going to lie. I remember being at spring training last year, and we were there pretty early, like maybe like 2 weeks into spring training, late February, early March. It was really cold. I needed a winter jacket, and I did not have that. So climate change, what is going on? Yeah, I thought that was weird. Do you think it's weird, Kale?
A little bit, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's Arizona. It's weird that there's frost. It's weird that there's frost and then it's like literally 150 degrees in the summer. That's fair. But Alan Trejo getting represented on the course. He's low key a deep cut. Although I will say, I think he's less of a deep cut after his performance in the WBC last year for Team Mexico, because he was so much fun. And I just would like, I want the fun times to continue. I want the fun times to continue. Yeah, it seems like the Open's a mess. Yeah, that's all we got to say about that. We have so much to say about our friends at Empire today, because they are the OG in that shop at home convenience, and no one is doing it better than them. That's why the theme song has been stuck in your head for the past 20 years. With Empire today, you're going to get that shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, and a quick and professional installation. Oh, and just like a casual price match guarantee. Their philosophy is to help you find what you need. They're not going to overwhelm you with so many choices. That's shady. That's sneaky. They're not like that. You can schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can get a $350 discount when they use promo code DNVR, like the name of the show, like the name of this company, like Denver Without the Vowels. Promo code DNVR. Restrictions do apply. See EmpireToday.com/DNVR for details. And fam, as always, this show is brought to you by Breck Brew. We are sipping on the Avalanche Ale. It is the beer of the month here at the DNVR bar, so you can come in, get an ice cold pint of this for just $6. And that, my friends, is what we like to call a good deal. Yeah. All right. Another good deal. You know all those lists? We got so many lists. This is list season, I feel like, because we're getting lists of, you know, all the rankings of people's farm systems, all of, you know, the prospects. We got to talk to one of the people that actually puts those lists together. So Kylie McDaniel of ESPN was a scout for a super long time. Now he writes about baseball, but we got the chance to actually ask him specific questions about the latest list of his top 100 prospects in all of baseball. And this was a little different than the other ones. We've actually seen like some of these lists that have come out this year, like maybe 3 to 4 Rockies in that top 100 list. This was only 2. So like we had some real questions, but let's talk about who was on the list. Arael Amador was the highest rated Rocky on this list at number 33. He's a shortstop. He's 20 years old, a switch hitter, throws righty. Great to see a Rocky in the top 50. Definitely great to see in the top 100. But this is what Kylie had to say about Arael Amador. This is the scouting report. Because we asked him, why this spot? Why this spot? Why number 33? He said, quote, "I actually had him, I think, 15 spots higher in the earlier versions of this list because I saw a guy that's an above average runner, above average defender, can play shortstop, was young for his level, can really hit, has a good approach, and checks all of those boxes. But I kept getting feedback that there's just not enough power there. Interesting take to me. And of course, everyone always asks about like the Coors Field effect, because when a guy gets up to Colorado, you know, he's going to have a lot of opportunities to have that ball travel a little farther than maybe it would in Double A Hartford. But he said, for me, it's not relevant that he's playing in Colorado because he should be ranked in the same spot if he gets traded tomorrow. Also added, he might hit 300, but only hit 10 or 12 homers, which is still a really good player playing shortstop as a starter. But if he ends up being more 6 or 8 homers, then all of a sudden he's a backup. And that's the issue that has to be solved there. I think he'll do fine, which is why he's in the top half of the 100. Some people think he should be lower than that within the industry because they're worried that he won't have enough impact with the bat. Fascinating take. Also, really cool that we get to like ask these specific questions. Got a chance to ask about Chase Dollander, who is also on the list at number 93. This is the only other Rocky that made the cut on this list from ESPN, by the way. So I asked, like, why here? It seems like maybe, is it possible that he barely made the cut? What made him make the list? He said, listen, I was holding him to a high standard because of what he established and the inherent risks of being a pitcher. And now there's the inherent risk of being a Rockies pitcher. Of course, that's in reference to 4 guys getting Tommy John all at the same time. One of our starters and 3 of our top prospects. It's not a good look. Some might say it's a bad look. But we wanted to ask about who didn't make it. Yankiel Fernandez was apparently one of those guys who was so close to making it on this list of prospects, too. He was definitely the closest in terms of making this specific list. He said, Fernandez is the guy I'm low on. Just because as a corner only guy with big power, but I always describe it as he swings too much, chases a bit out of the zone, swings a lot, and that both impacts his on-base percentage and also affects how good of pitches he's going to get to drive. So he said that, direct quote, he is keeping an eye on Yankiel Fernandez. Another guy who's been notably absent from a lot of these prospect lists, Zach Veen. Where has Zach Veen gone? I mean, we know that he was injured last year, but we got to talk about why Zach Veen has fallen out of grace with so many of these writers. Because he was once our top prospect, and now he's going through a tough time right now. But Kylie McDaniel did say to us, that Zach Veen did start the process in the top 100, and then he got feedback that he didn't think he belonged. He had liked him in the past, but definitely cited that it's been a few years since he's put up numbers that are above and beyond. Really, long story short, is that Zach Veen has a lot more to go to prove himself. And yeah, the numbers weren't there. The numbers were absolutely not there this past season. We know that he was injured, and they do take that to account. So Kylie told us, quote, that is where I see Veen. Once he puts some numbers up, he might just go right back to being in the top 100 and be able to move his way up from there. I mean, more than anything, we want to see. I don't want Zach Veen in the top 100 of prospects. I just want him to be, like, playing. I want him to be here.
You know, I'm a big Zach Veen guy.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest.
He's got it, you know?
I think he's got it. And I think he, whether it's this year or in several years, once he gets healthy, I think he's going to prove everybody wrong.
I can't wait for him to prove everyone wrong. He's so ready. Again, saw him at Rockies Fest. He was just like, I'm so ready. I'm working so hard.
Yeah, I'll bet you he's like jonesing to play just because of the recovery time and all that. It's been a long time since he's like actually been in a diamond and done his thing, which he loves. So
this
excited
has to be
to see him back on the field.
Yeah, sorry, I did not mean to talk over you. I was just going to say, like, that has to be such a tough time to be struggling with injuries, where it's like, you feel like you could be on the cusp, like, you know it in your soul, you can feel it in your bones, and then this injury happens, and he spends the whole season trying to play through it, and he just can't, ends up needing surgery, takes him out for the rest of his AA season. I would love to see him start the season at AAA this year, but again, he might need a third season visit in Hartford. We'll see. It's pretty rare. But we'll see. We got to talk about the TV situation, by the way, because this came up. There's an article online. The Athletic was cooking this week, by the way. So they had some news out about Commissioner Rob Manfred wanting to do a half-league streaming package, aiming for 2025 on this, when they would have more digital rights to all of these teams. But the Rockies came up in this a lot, of course, because those are one of those teams that MLB is taking over the rights for starting this season, really starting in a couple of weeks. We still don't know what the spring training broadcast schedule is going to be like, by the way. I'll let you know when we know. I said, listen, we have some answers to some of our questions. We still have a lot of questions left unanswered. So yeah, what is going on with the TV situation? What we do know is that, yes, MLB is taking over the rights for Rockies broadcasts, and they plan on bringing back the same crew. That doesn't mean the whole crew will come back. We don't know if the pay is going to be the same because, I mean, you can't know that. We don't know if everyone's going to be able to come back. There's also the added layer, from what I've heard, the pregame shows, which used to be like proper, like television shows. Pregame shows are going to be just 15 minutes long right now, or this coming season, which I think that bumps me out. I love a pregame show, and they put so much work into it. The whole former AT&T Sportsnet crew. So very interesting. So, yeah, obviously they were in talks. The Rockies were in talks with Altitude to give those broadcast rights. That didn't work out, and it kind of drives me insane that it didn't, because I think it would have been really good for both sides. I don't know what it was. I have no idea why they wouldn't have just done that. AT&T Sportsnet also used to have the rights to Vegas Golden Knights. And now, so the Golden Knights are being broadcast by Scripps Sports. Scripps also owns Denver 7, so maybe there's a relationship there. I don't know. We have so many unanswered questions, you guys. If you've seen answers online, I don't know if you can believe them. I'm just saying. So yeah, let's talk about this report. So Commissioner Rob Manfred wants to put out a half-league streaming package in a couple of years. It would be a direct-to-consumer streaming package that would include at least half of the teams. The wording was like at least roughly half. I'm like, okay, so whatever that means. So even though MLB TV already offers all of those games, those are obviously just games outside of your area, outside of your blackout region. So this would give people also the chance to, you know, buy their local team package. Let's move on, though. So a lot of how this is going to pan out kind of depends on what happens with the Diamond Sports Group bankruptcy case. Those were all the Bally stations. Still don't know like where that's going. Again, many unanswered questions. We do have to remember, though, the current blackout policy, pardon my French, is fucking crazy. It's insane. Kale, as a person who used to live in Iowa, blacked out from watching 6 different teams.
It was literally crazy. It was insane. And you never like know, like, because some games are available on like local television, like free over the air, but it was a mess. We couldn't, if you were a baseball fan, like watching anything was a disaster. But you know, even if you had the MLB package, because like you'd log on and they're all of a sudden like the Cardinals games would be blacked out. So there was like, I lived with a bunch of like Cardinals fans, Cubs fans, Brewers fans, and like depending on any given day, all 3 of those games could be blacked out.
Yeah,
and it was insane.
It's so crazy. The thing that like drives me nuts too, like, I mean, does Des Moines, Iowa, have like the network that even airs the Twins, the network that airs the Cubs, like the network that airs the Brewers. Like, these are places I, you know, love doing the math. Cubs and White Sox, that's a 5-hour drive from Des Moines. Kansas City Royals, a 3-hour drive. St. Louis Cardinals, 5.5 hours. And there isn't even an interstate that goes from that city to the other. Like, you're on all freaking back roads the whole time. Twins are 3.5 hours away. The Brewers are 5.5 hours away. So, like, that to me is just, like, so unfair to the fans. Like, not only do they not get live baseball anywhere near them, you're telling me that, like, it's impossible to watch. Yeah. It's weird to me that, like, Oklahoma and Arkansas are blocked from all the Texas team. Like, Tulsa, Oklahoma is almost 8 hours away from Houston. They're not getting the freaking channel.
No, there's no way that they get whatever local subsidiary owns that. So they're just, like, not supposed to watch those games? Like,
yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. Also, if you live in Alaska, like, literally fuck off, according to MLB. They're blacked out from the Mariners. Like, if you want to go to a Mariners game and you live in Fairbanks, Alaska, or if you live in Anchorage, Alaska, it's a 41-hour drive at best. At best! Can you guess which team all of Hawaii is blacked out from?
San Francisco?
Weirdly, it's also the Mariners.
Weird.
You know who is blocked from all the San Francisco teams? So the Giants and the Oakland A's. Guam.
Yeah, this makes no sense.
It's so dumb, and it just seems like frivolous. So, like, I guess, like, also the question that I've seen online, like, if you subscribe to MLB TV, will you still get blackouts or will you have to buy another package? The answer is, like, you probably will just have to get the specific single team package for your team. But yeah, MLB is already, like, very much open with the fact that they do have the Rockies broadcast rights along with the Padres and the Diamondbacks. So just us three right now. So fun. Really, my point is MLB has let these blackout rules get absolutely ridiculous. And I'm super excited. There's a chance that people will have access to watch these games. People who want to pay money to watch these games will be able to get these games. What a crazy world.
Movement in the right direction. We'll call it that.
Moving in the right direction. All right. You know, we all want to make sure the kids are moving in the right direction. College is expensive these days, guys. So it's so important to start saving up early. And all you need is a plan, you know, just in case your kid does not get a full ride athletic scholarship. Chances are they're not. Start being realistic. But yeah, College Invest makes it so easy with flexible saving plans. So it's important to just start saving early. Plus, you will benefit from a Colorado tax deduction. And those savings can be used not just for colleges, but for trade schools and apprenticeship programs. So go to collegeinvest.org right now and open your account today. Shameless plug, we got some really cool events coming up. Of course, we had a dope Nuggets party here last night. Red Hawk Roofing sponsored it. They're, like, very generous with their very good Nuggets tickets, by the way. But they had a raffle for Nuggets Kings tickets. And they're not, like, pocketing the money for that or anything. They are donating it to Volo Kids. And we love the Volo Kids. But there's a big game party here on Sunday. There's going to be deals on Outlaw Bucket Deals for Montucky and Reiki Spirits. Those are sponsored by Denver Bandits. Remember, we post a calendar of events every single week on social media, DNVR_sports on all platforms. And just plan ahead right now. Go to thednvr.com/events to see more. All right. The Athletic. The Athletic has graded every team's offseason, and you will never guess what they had to say about the Rockies. They said the Rockies failed What? 10 teams got a D. Only two teams got an F. And the Rockies were one of them. They described the Rockies as sleeping through the offseason. Here's a little snippet from that article. Quote, Coors Field is great at turning batted balls into hits, so maybe don't get pitchers who already allow too many hits. That is a fair criticism of some of the pitchers we've acquired.
Sorry, that's low-key a bar. Like, what a line. Like, that is a bar they typed. Like, you know, they typed that, walked away from their keyboard, and they knew they felt good about it.
Like, is this a diss track? Because it's giving diss track. Did Jose Iglesias write it? Yeah, Athletic, they are spitting bars. They also cited some key departures like Brent Suter, Chase Anderson, Chris Flexen, which are like, I mean, Brent Suter, amazing. A great closer, so valuable to have. Chase Anderson, Chris Flexen, solid starters. So, yeah. But, like, nothing, like, crazy. Like, nothing, like, overly incredible. But, yeah. That is what they were citing. Here's how they closed out the article. This one actually ended me. Again, it's giving diss track. Quote, even if you set the bar extremely low, they somehow limboed under it. It's so mean.
It's so mean.
It's so unnecessarily
again,
mean.
Kinda a bar, but mean.
It's just so unnecessary. What has Coors Field ever done to you besides, you know, being a great place to watch a game and get cheap beers? Yeah. Also, here's the thing. Here's why, like, I don't necessarily care too much. Like, what the hell? What the heck? What do the makers of this list want the Rockies to do? They're not close to being in contention right now. Why would they spend so much money when they are certainly not ready to compete with the bigger powerhouses, specifically in this division? What do they want the Rockies to do? I wish I could get on a call with them and ask some questions. Because, boy, I got them. Who else failed? The Miami Marlins apparently failed this offseason in the Athletic's eyes. Shout out Garrett Hampson. They cited him as a key departure from that team. Yeah, I do kind of wonder what the Marlins are doing. Yeah. Anyway, Athletic also ranked everyone's farm system this week. No surprise. O's on top, A's on the bottom. The Rockies, they're somewhere in between. Guess what? They're on the lower end. They put the Rockies at number 24. Here's how they opened this. Tough times in Rocky Land. We don't call it that. What is that? Anyway.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
No.
We're not like Hollywood, okay? Like, it's just fucking Colorado. Anyway. All right, so they say tough times in Rocky Land, although developing players in their system is a challenge due to several extreme hitters' environments along their affiliates. They've had a few hitters fail to progress as hoped, particularly in terms of their approaches at the plate, along with Warming Barnabel, a top 100 guy last year, who may still have been dealing with the aftermath of a concussion in his 2023 season. If that's the case, that's also very scary. Concussions are no freaking joke. And we certainly hope he wasn't playing through anything that was that serious. They also mentioned, quote, they also maybe had the worst day any farm director had last year when they announced all at once that three of their top pitching prospects had to undergo Tommy John surgery. Yeah, that is a thing that happened. It really happened, and it really sucked. Because that's no fun. That is no fun. I learned a lot about Tommy John this year against my will. Apparently the most painful part of Tommy John is like where they take the tendon out from like another part of your body. So like, you know, usually they go for the knee first, but apparently that's the part that hurts even more. I could not even imagine having a piece of my tendon taken out to like repair the arm that I throw with at work. So that's where we're at. Oh my gosh. You know what? I haven't even, my computer's not even on mute. I want to talk about some of the comments. Garth in the chat. Where are you going here?
I Albert, think he thought this was the Buff Show.
Oh, damn it. That's a shame. That's a shame. Yeah, if you want to talk Rockies, he probably already left like long time ago. Albert, hello. Justin. Justin, you just talked to Jenny Kavnar? She's amazing. We love her. She gave me a pair of sneakers last year. I got hand-me-downs. I need to, like, wear them out more.
Her shoe game's awesome, so that's, like, low-key a fire gift.
I know. Because we're, like, about the same shoe size, roughly. What a treat for me. Well, I never get hand-me-downs because, like, I'm the oldest sister, so I'm like, this is an absolute treat. All right, where are we at in time? We're about a half hour into this show. You know what? JP Morosi had some nice things to say about Chris Bryant on MLB Network literally earlier today, talking about what the Rockies need to do to turn it all around. He pointed out Chris Bryant is the dude that the Rockies need to stay healthy to turn it around. Because apparently, according to JP Morosi, the Rockies do not turn it around without Chris Bryant making a big, healthy recovery. Also mentioned Nolan Jones, too, as one of those pieces that if it all goes right, he could really contribute in a big way. And, sir, we see it. We freaking see it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, moving on. Let's get into some baseball headlines. Pitchers and catchers have already started to report for some other teams. The Dodgers, they had their big report day today. We got to see Shohei Ohtani rolling in. First time as a Dodger, pretty exciting. Also, I guess if you're like a pitcher or catcher for the Dodgers, like so much for going, like if you wanted to go to the Super Bowl, no, you're like at work already. Speaking of Dodgers, former Dodgers, Trevor Bauer is trending on social media again. He is just like still running his mouth about how much he wants to play baseball. He was on Theo Von's podcast this week, talking about how he still thinks he is one of the best pitchers in the world. And he wants to prove that he'll pay for peanuts, AKA league minimum. Of course, like I'll see like his name when it's trending, but like what I see more is that people keep tagging the Rockies in all of the posts about how Trevor Bauer wants to play. I'm like, I hate to break it to you. Like I think this is a take that will age well. I don't think Trevor Bauer would ever end up with the Rockies. I just do not think it would happen. I did see a very funny tweet though from a dude in Philly. Playing devil's advocate, made a whole magazine cover about it. And I thought that was great. Devil's Advocate Monthly. I'm just asking questions and 12 other slick ways you can pretend you aren't just being a dick. I'm just going to put it out there. Chill ways to reject evidence that doesn't support your worldview. this like made me so happy. Anyway, those are my tweets of the week. Guys, Super Bowl. We're allowed to say the word Super Bowl if we're not advertising something. Super Bowl, it's this Sunday. Everyone's favorite bet, the national anthem over-under. Reba McEntire. I think as of earlier today, that over-under is 90.5 seconds. Reba, fun fact, sang the anthem at the 1985 World Series, a World Series that our very own Bud Black played in. That was a 66-second long rendition of the national anthem. Reba is not known to do a long national anthem. It doesn't even matter. You can't even bet on this on any of the major legal U.S. sports books. So, you know, have a fun bet with your friends. DraftKings also has, they have 26 different Taylor Swift themed bets, plus like a few parlays full of Taylor Swift references. Do you want me to show you some of, I'll read some of them to you because they are all Taylor Swift puns. It's actually freaking wild. All right. Where did they go? All right. There's a parlay called Karma is the Guy on the Chiefs, a direct reference to a lyric. Guess what? You've probably heard it. Some of the features of this parlay, Travis Kelce to score a touchdown, Travis Kelce 80 plus receiving yards, and Travis Kelce over 6.5 receptions. Thousands, like tens of thousands of people have made this bet. I think these are so freaking funny. This one's a deep cut. It's not a parlay, just a little bet. I think I've seen this film before. Like, those are folklore lyrics we're talking about, okay? Or is that Evermore lyrics? They're sisters. I think I've seen this film before. That's a bet to, it's a bet for Kansas City to score on their first drive. It does sound familiar. They have another one called the Torture Defense Department. San Francisco versus Kansas City. Most receiving yards, Travis Kelce, plus 260 odds as of earlier today on that bad boy. Here's some other ones, specifically a tab that says for the Swifties. 22, any quarter to have 22 plus points scored. Anti-hero Brock Purdy, 250 plus passing yards. I'm just going to read some more of the titles. Blank Space. We got Fearless. We got 15, Friendship Bracelets, Gold Rush. Again, these are such deep cuts. I Knew You Were Trouble. Is It Over Now? Another one about karma. There's one called Look What You Made Me Do. There's one called Love Story. Oh, my goodness. Mastermind, Red, 7. That's so random. Like, that is not a mainstream song. Shake It Off. Last Great American Dynasty. That is a bet for the Kansas City Chiefs to win by 22 or more points, plus 1,200 odds. This is pretty fun. I love the puns. And I think they did a good job with the puns. Kale, would you bet on any of those?
I like the value on the Chiefs for it to be a blowout. That, like, I kind of like that.
Yeah, some of these are some good value. All right. Hey, Justin, thanks for always hitting up all of the, our fellow Rockies reporters. That is pretty fun. We're gonna, you know, this seems like a great time to close out the show again. Big game watch party right here at the DNVR bar. Plus the Nuggets are playing tonight. Kayla, y'all got a Nugget show coming up in a few minutes, right?
We do.
Who's gonna win?
The Nuggets, obviously.
Are they home or away?
They're in Sacramento tonight.
Ooh, here it's beautiful this time of year. I've never heard anything about Sacramento. Guys, thanks so much for joining on this lovely, lovely Friday evening show. Again, stay tuned because our Nuggets guys are going to be live in just a few minutes with all of the pregame stuff you need to know heading into this game. Kale, where can we follow you and your banger tweets lately, by the way? Where can we follow you on social media.
Just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms, and make sure you are following us at DNVR underscore Rockies on Twitter. We're going to keep it popping with all the latest Rockies news and all the latest dinger memes that I make when I'm feeling funky. All right, guys. This show is going to be back Monday at 12:15 right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Kale, you know what I love to say?
What do you say about closing out a show?
Closing out a show? Guys, that is baseball. That is the show. Talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
We all silly like the mayor.